Before we get into this conversation, I want to give you kind of an insight onto this woman we're going to be talking with today. When we were done our conversation, she handed me an envelope. I opened up the envelope and inside was a thank you card. She had handwritten a thank you card just for allowing her to be in the station and tell her story. And I thought she was doing me a favor. Hey, it's Drew from 99.3 Moose FM, West Nipissing's best music, and welcome to another episode of Fascinating People, where somebody from this community came by the station to tell their story. Because it is my firm belief that every story is fascinating, you just have to find someone to tell it. And Shayla LaCause is absolutely fascinating. She is a student right now at Nipissing University and is actually Miss Nipissing, coming into a pageant, which is happening in May. We go through her history of pageants, what she's taking at Nipissing University, and how she wants to bring children and seniors together to read. Trust me when I say this woman is remarkable, she's a class act, and I was so privileged to have her for 30 minutes. Now, if you yourself are a fascinating person and you think you could talk 30 minutes about yourself, then send me an email, drew@moosefm.com. We will schedule a time and you may be featured on the next episode of Fascinating People. But as of right now, I'd like to introduce you to our upcoming Miss Nipissing on this episode of Fascinating People.
My name is Shayla LaCause. I am 22 right now. I am a student at Nipissing University in Child and Family Studies. I first came to Northern Ontario when I was 18, right after I graduated high school. I went to Sudbury at Collège Boréal for early childhood education. And while I was in Sudbury, I also had the opportunity to train in dance. So I trained at Dance Evolution in ballet, and I got to compete with them, which was super, super exciting. And anyway, when I graduated, I took all my experience that I got from Sudbury, and I wanted to continue my education in Northern Ontario. And so now I'm a student at Nipissing University, and I am teaching at the Nipissing and Canadore Dance Club as the vice president. And I'm also teaching ballet at Renee's Dance Connection on Lakeshore. Yeah, so that's been really exciting. So that's a little bit about me.
I was going to say, usually when I ask people for like an introduction, it's the name and nothing else. You went above and beyond.
I'm very prepared for the pageant because that's one of the first questions that they ask you, like in your interview, is introduce yourself. So.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
So you've got it all figured out.
I've got it all figured out, narrowed down.
Is there like a time limit that you have to answer that question either?
I think it's 1 minute. I think that was more than 1 minute.
Really?
Yeah.
You have
1 minute to talk about like everything. So
it's that regimented.
Yeah. And I need to like include my platform in there somehow.
Platform.
Yeah. Okay. Well, a platform is just like a topic or a problem, something that you're passionate about that you want to raise awareness to.
Okay. And what's yours personally?
Well, okay. So my platform is encouraging literacy and not just reading, but reading with people. So I guess the story behind this was my grandmother has Alzheimer's. And when I visited her, she lives in Manitoba. Mm. So I don't get to visit her often. So when we visited her this Christmas in Manitoba, she didn't really recognize who I was or who my mother was or kind of any like immediate family members, but she still has the ability to like read. So she had a little chapter book with her. It was super cute. Had like a baby on the cover. she's got her own little baby doll. It's kind of something that's like really comforting for people with Alzheimer's and dementia. Anyway, so I sat beside her. I like snuggled up and we started reading together. And that was something that we just got to connect over and so great. So yeah, so I just want to encourage people to read with each other. It's great for families, like young families, but it's also great for the elderly.
And also, you're talking about the youth. You're actually in school kind of focused on children's studies, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I am taking the program Child and Family Studies at Nipissing University. I'm in my, I guess, second, third year, you would say. I'm a transfer student, so it's a little...
I was going to say, you took me through the process a little bit, but you earned credit somewhere else. You came to Nipissing and they just gave you the first year.
Yeah, so I have the first year off. So next year I'm graduating, which is crazy. Oh my goodness.
So what are your plans?
I just want to graduate.
I'm going to take a day just to relax.
My plans, honestly, like just how I like work is like I just take it one day at a time. You know, like when I first came to Nipissing, I was like, okay, I'm going to do 1 year, see how this works, and I will go from there. So one semester at a time.
So how long have you been in Nipissing?
A year and a half.
Okay, yeah. So it's just been for schooling?
Yeah, so far for schooling, but I love Northern Ontario, so I definitely see myself like living here when mm-hmm. I graduate.
So maybe when you're done, you're just going to take some time, figure out where to go, and just find an apartment building somewhere?
Yeah, I'm hoping to either work for Child and Family Services. That's where I worked this past summer. And it was really cool because I got to read with children and families as part of the program that I was in.
So talking a little bit about schooling, before you got into Nipissing, you went to and did ECE at Canador, you were saying.
Yeah.
So what before that in maybe high school or maybe before that kind of said, you know what, I want to dedicate my life to helping children?
Well, there's never like a moment where I was like, okay, this is what I'm destined to do. But it was kind of like just feedback from others that were like, wow, like you're really good with children and families. Like you just have something special about you. And I was like, okay. So like, I was never really sure. And I mean, let's be honest here. Like I was never really the studious kind of student. So it wasn't like I had like a clear goal. I was like, and I'm just kind of the person that like, I'm open to every single opportunity that comes my way. So yeah, it was really hard to pick, but I did get to go on a missions trip to the Dominican Republic, and I got to work with the school children there, and that was so fun. And it was honestly like, I think that would have been maybe my staple moment where I was like, hey, I need to work with children and families.
Well, that's just kind of going in feet first.
Yeah.
Deciding to just go abroad and trying out, like really, some people decide, you know, I'm going to do babysitting. I'll do a little bit of babysitting, see if this is right for me. You go, what, the Dominican Republic?
Yeah. My church, we went on a humanitarian trip. So we went to Nagua in the Dominican Republic, which I think is like an hour and a half from, I think it's Punta Cana.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of construction there. Oh my goodness, have you ever mixed cement by hand before?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, like we did that for days. I had pretty good arm muscle strength.
I was going to say, if you didn't before, you did after.
Yeah, it's hard work, but we put in some cement floors, and it was so cute for one of the pastors there. We got to build him a home because I think his home had burned down, unfortunately. But we put in the floors, and we did some construction, and then we came back to visit 2 days after. It looked like he had lived there for years. He had curtains. He like had everything set up. It was so cute.
Are you doing anything currently with children? Are you part of a volunteer program or employed somewhere?
Well, I teach dance. So I teach dance at Renee's Dance Connection in North Bay. I teach ballet and I love it. I love teaching dance.
Was that like in high school you took dance as the arts and it just kind of stuck?
Yeah. So like dance has always been part of my life. Like ever since, I think I started dance when I was 5 or something. I've trained in ballet, tap, jazz, Highland dancing, which is, I guess, kind of unique. I've never been much of a hip hopper, but I've recently started taking some hip hop classes, and I'm pretty impressed with myself.
Oh, yeah. I'm impressed with just 2 types of dance.
Yeah.
You went through 5. So that's, you're employed there? Is that a job for yourself as the dance?
Yeah, so I'm a dance teacher there. So I right now I'm just teaching ballet, but I also teach at the Nipissing and Canador Dance Club, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I love teaching with them. So not a lot of people can afford dance. It's pretty expensive. So the dance club is so great because it offers free classes to students. Anyone can get a dance education if they go to Nipissing and Canador. So that's one. That's like a big thing for me. I love to do that.
So while literacy is your platform,
yeah,
one of your passions is dance.
Dancing is my passion. Yeah. So it's always been a part of my life.
So you have dance classes. You are currently going to school.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the heck do you find time for competition? The
pageants?
The pageants, yeah.
Oh, I don't, time management, honestly. I have an agenda, and I live with my agenda. I should almost even sleep with it at night. Like,
you say wake up in the middle of the night, open the book, you have an idea for what to do next.
I do that sometimes. I'm like, oh, really? Okay, what do I have to do? And I'll wake up and I'll be like, hey, I need to look at my agenda to make sure that I'm not forgetting anything. But it's just time management. But it's also like, it doesn't feel like work because I'm so passionate about all these things.
Well, that was my next question, because you were talking about how you love working with children, how you love teaching dance. Mm-hmm. What kind of drew you to pageants?
Well, I had a friend who did it, and she kind of talked about how it helped with her confidence, her self-esteem. That was a super empowering experience. So I was like, okay, like, I mean, I've always like thought of pageants. You know, I've maybe watched the Miss USA pageants and the Miss Universe pageants growing up, and I was like, oh man, like that'd be so fun to like feel so glamorous. And I think that you can kind of connect that with the dancing, because dancing is very glitzy. Like, you wear, like, the fake eyelashes and the big, mm-hmm. you know, sparkly costumes. So, I mean, I think that's why I was maybe, like, I was kind of, like, attracted to, like, that aspect of pageants. But I also really liked, like, the self-esteem and all the things that you learn from pageants. So public speaking is a big one, too.
That's probably the main focus, is being able to go up on stage and speak clearly and well.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
you don't. I don't think you get much experience in that with dancing.
No.
So what did you do? Did you put in an application to be a part of it?
So I was added to like a Facebook group, which was like the Miss Heartbeat Facebook group, because they have, I guess every summer they have an online pageant, and then they have like the actual pageants too, in person, but they have that kind of every second year. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if there's going to be a live pageant this year. Anyway, so I signed up for the online pageant, which was the Miss Essence of Heartbeat pageant. So it's kind of, they were judging based on how do you live a healthy lifestyle. That was just kind of like the platform of the pageant was, you know, healthy lifestyle. How do you, like, what kind of volunteering do you do? So I sent in like an online application and I ended up getting the title, which was so crazy.
And this is the Miss Heartbeat pageant, right?
Yeah, that was the Miss Heartbeat pageant. And then I ended up going to the live pageant. That was in September. Yeah.
The live, are those like two different companies or?
No, it's the same organization. There was just like an online competition and then like a live competition.
So one was computer screens and the other's a stage.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, oh my goodness, but it was so much fun. We did laser tag. We did an escape room, which was kind of a fail. we were all very confused.
So is that part of the competition or was this?
Yeah,
about,
that was part really? Of the weekend. What else did we do? I mean, we did jujitsu. We learned about self-defense, which was so empowering. Yeah, that was really fun.
See, I will admit, I'm one of those in my head. As soon as we talk about pageants, I go to Miss Congeniality, like that stereotypical yeah. stuff.
Oh, I love Sandra Bullock.
Oh, it was a fantastic movie.
Oh, yeah.
It still is, actually. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend.
It's a classic.
My girlfriend and I love doing sappy movies every once in a while. And Miss Congeniality is one we went back to. But okay, so some of the categories involved in pageants are jujitsu,
well,
laser
not categories.
Tag.
They were more like events that we did like together as like all the delegates together. We did it as a group. They're just like group activities.
Oh, like bonding.
Yeah. I know for the Miss North pageant, I believe that they go rock climbing, I believe. Yeah, they do rock climbing. I'm trying to think of all the other events. There's a lot of, like, workshops that they do. Mm-hmm. They do, like, modeling workshops, like how to walk in heels. I'm trying to think what else they do. They do interview training. So, you know, how to, like, properly behave in an interview.
Well, you're doing quite well so far.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying.
Okay, so that's just, like, the stuff off time.
Yeah. I think what a lot of people think is that a pageant is like, it's just what you see on stage, like mm-hmm. at the show, but it's not. Like, it starts like 2-3 days before the actual show. So the Miss Heartbeat pageant was a weekend. So we came the Friday night, we did the jujitsu. We were supposed to learn the dance that night, but things got a little mixed up. So we did that. And then we went bowling. I forgot. Yeah. We went bowling too. Glow in the dark bowling, which was really cool. And then the Saturday, we had more of like an orientation. They gave us a packet of what to memorize for the interview. So we had to learn, like, you know, the signs of a heart attack, other things for the Heart and Stroke Foundation, as like Miss Heartbeat is an ambassador for the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Mm-hmm. And then we had our interviews. After that, we had a workshop and then we did our laser tag / escape room. Then after that, we learned the dance. Then we had like a fun little like minute to win it carnival kind of thing where it was like just like a party. And then the Sunday came and that was the day of the show. So we did our final rehearsals and I did my talent. And so I danced and that's a story in itself because backstage, everything that could go wrong happened. I didn't try on my costume.
Oh dear.
And so this was a costume that I had 2-3 years ago and I gained weight since then. So the director, like backstage during the show, she's trying to zip up my costume and it wasn't zipping up. And I like asked her, I was like, is it gonna zip up? She says, no, it's not gonna zip up. So I'm like, that's okay. So like I change into my fitness wear like as quick as I can. Meanwhile, the MC and the other MC, they're both like stalling.
Oh, yeah. They're stretching for time.
Yeah. So I'm running. I'm putting on my shoes. And so I get to the stage and I'm like, okay, I'm ready. And then I realize that I forgot my prop.
Oh, no.
So I was like, okay, no, it's fine. I don't need a prop. I'm just going to dance. And so I danced and it went really well. And I ended up you know, getting the Miss Talent Award along with the Miss Heartbeat Award. But that was a shock. I was shocked.
That was another one of my questions. I call it a competition. You call it a pageant. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, is it like that? Is it a first place, second place, third place? Or how does the awards get handed out?
So there's different categories of awards. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking a lot about the Miss Heartbeat pageant, but the pageant that I'm going to in May, which is, I think, like 63 days left.
you have it down to the day.
Yeah, there's a countdown. all the delegates, like, we're all, like, connected on social media, and there's always a countdown going on. So I think last time I checked, it was 63 days.
Holy jumpers.
Yeah, it's May 11th to May 12th. But, yeah, no, there's different competitions in the pageant. So there's kind of a Miss Fitness. So there's, like, a fitness competition. Which I don't think I'm going to do because I can barely do a push-up. But like other girls are more maybe athletic and maybe not as artsy. Mm-hmm. So like there's a competition, kind of an award maybe for every girl. So there's that award. There's the Miss Entrepreneur Award. So part of the pageant process is we need to get $600 in sponsorships. But the delegate with the most money from sponsorships gets the Miss Entrepreneur Award. There's the Miss Talent Award, there's Miss Congeniality, or I think we call it Miss Friendship. There's the Volunteering Award. There's like so many awards that you can get. There's the Fashion Award, Interview, mm-hmm. And then obviously there's the big title, the title of the pageant or the competition. So
right. And is that like who win, the one who gets the Miss Pageant, I guess, would be the one that got the most awards in the other categories, or is that something different?
There's those categories. I guess those competitions are kind of separate. They're just like, it's to make sure that everyone leaves with something.
Okay.
Right? Because
be all inclusive.
Yeah, because like everyone works hard. It's a really long process to like apply and prepare.
So those the entrepreneur and the other categories, that's for the one you're doing in May.
Yes.
So Miss Heartbeat, you said, was for the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Mm-hmm. Where was that one, if I may ask?
That was in Timmins.
I thought so. I just wanted to be sure. So where's this other one? What is this one called again?
This is the Miss North Ontario Regional Canada pageant.
Doesn't roll off the tongue as well as Heartbeat.
No. So this is actually the regional pageant. So Miss Heartbeat was kind of a local pageant. It was a smaller pageant. So I actually got invited to represent the Nipissing district at this pageant. So we have like a Miss North Bay, we have a Miss Sudbury, Miss Timmins. So we have like Miss whatever your town that you're representing. So I'm representing the Nipissing district.
Oh, would you look at that?
Yeah. And the charity, I guess the main charity of the Miss North Ontario pageant is NOFCC, so Northern Ontario Families of Children with Cancer.
And that one, I bet, hits a little home for you given your current task at Nipissing.
Yeah, especially since I want to work with children and families. And the job that I kind of have in mind is to actually work in children's hospitals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As what?
It's called a certified child life specialist.
And what does that entail?
So from what I understand is they kind of have more of like a social therapy with children and families in hospitals. So like whenever you stay in a hospital, it can be very traumatic and really hard. And it can be hard for the siblings to understand what the diagnosis is, what the process is. So child life specialists, they help support children and families through the process. I don't know if you've probably seen some viral videos of babies that are about to get vaccinated. And there's maybe like doctors or someone distracting them. And it's super cute because the babies, they'll get the needle and they don't even feel anything. So like they might blow bubbles or they might have something like one of those like light spinners, something to distract the children from some of the procedures that they might be getting, whether it's a needle or an IV. But they also do bereavement counseling. So if a child is terminally ill, they'll do maybe more of the sentimental crafts, like the handprints, but they also help support the siblings and the family in the process, give them tools and coping mechanisms through the process. They're almost like a designated friend, a person just to be there for support.
Yeah, while the doctor's there for all like the hard news and information, mm-hmm. there's somebody there that's a smile on the face to try and help through.
Yeah, and one really cool thing about child life specialists is they have like designated classrooms where kids can just play and be kids. And they actually call it like a no white coat zone, which means there's no doctors or nurses allowed there. It's just a place where kids can be kids and they can play. So it's kind of reintegrating childhood into hospitals because it's so hard. So I was actually diagnosed with scoliosis when I was 11 or 12. So I had a pretty long stay at CHEO because I had to get a correction surgery on my spine to straighten it. So I have like titanium rods in my spine, which is pretty cool. Pretty unique.
I can't imagine that'd be easy to dance with at the first little bit.
No. I had to relearn how to walk and everything. So,
wow. But,
yeah, and I was even a lifeguard for a little bit. So, I mean, like, I had the spinal fusion, but, like, it didn't stop me from doing all the things that I loved.
Wow, and you kept yourself really busy for all this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, this is, like, back when I was a kid there.
Right,
like,
yes, of course.
Teenage years, so. I'm not a lifeguard anymore, but.
Well, at least you still got it in your background.
Mm-hmm.
But let's kind of go back to the pageant you're coming up. I'm not going to get it right. Miss Regional.
Miss North. You could just call it Miss North.
Miss North.
Yeah.
Cool. That makes it so much easier.
Miss North Ontario.
Miss North Ontario.
M&O.
M&O.
There we go.
Where is M&O?
It's actually in Sudbury.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's actually pretty close.
Yeah, super close.
And this is one of those live on stage ones.
Yes.
And is it open to the public or is this just a closed performance?
No, it is open to the public. So there's two shows. There's the preliminary competition, which is kind of like the show where like everyone competes and the judges kind of narrow it down to, I think it's 25 girls. And then from there, everyone who maybe does talent, there's a fashion wear where you get to wear like a fun outfit. Then there's the evening gown. I'm trying to think. I think that's all of the competitions on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like 40 delegates. So like this will take a long. And I think everyone gets an onstage question. So that's the preliminary show. So that's held on the Saturday night, which I think is May 11th. And then the second show is like the final show where they announce the top 25, then they narrow it down to 15, then to 10. And then they do like the onstage questions. And they do like kind of like a little like fashion show and the evening gown. And then they do top five questions. And for that, I believe the onstage question, like the final round, every delegate gets the same question.
That would be tricky. Like, how do you not repeat? I guess maybe it's an opinion question.
I think I'm pretty sure that they're taken backstage and they don't know what the other delegates say. People say.
Oh, okay, so it's not in front. They're not all sharing the stage and go, oh, dang, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, no. No.
Okay, so when you talk about on the second day
mm-hmm.
where you go from, I think you said 20 to 15, 15 to 10.
Yeah.
What is the criteria of knocking people down? Are there different competitions in between?
It's based on your formal wear walk. You have an interview before the show, like just with the judges. So it's actually like a panel interview. So you have five people and you have an interview, kind of talk about yourself, talk about your platform. And so that's a big, I think that's a big percentage. I believe that's 40% of the, like, of the grade. And then I think there's a certain percentage for the evening wear walk on stage from the preliminary night, and then I think there's some of it goes from the final night too. Then same thing for fashion, and I'm trying to think of the other. Oh, your speech.
Oh, I couldn't help but read your face after you said you have to do a speech.
There's so many like little things to prepare for. It's hard to remember off the top of my head.
So what kind of things do you have to say then? Is it your platform? Is that what the speech is about?
Yeah. So I wrote my speech on encouraging literacy for families and.
Not to call out a contradiction, but when mm-hmm. you talked about, like, you want to be, I can't remember what you called it, but I'm going to call it the doctor friend.
Yeah.
When you want to be the doctor friend, you also talked about wanting to open up a center for, or a program, sorry, of getting kids to read with seniors. I'd love to you talked about that a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that'd be more of a side project.
Okay, kind of just like, all right, on my free time,
yeah.
I'd like to do this.
Yeah, no, I want to like kind of organize a program where, I mean, maybe high school students or students at Nipissing or Canadore can go to a retirement home or to schools and just even just read with people and just encourage people to pick up a book and read with someone.
Yeah, and I'm not assuming there's an age gate because I remember when I was in, oh, geez, I think it would have been grade 7 or 8. We had this program where they would send a few of us downstairs to the kindergarten room.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have to spend, I want to say, 45 minutes to an hour with a child actually reading a book that they chose and kind of help them along through it. Is
yeah.
that kind of the idea you're going for?
Yeah, a little bit. Because I did that with my local library in high school. I volunteered in the Reading Buddies program. So you were partnered up with a high school student and you got to read with a child for about an hour every week. And I loved it. I did that like for 3 years. I think this program that I want to kind of organize might be more centered towards the elderly, so maybe in retirement homes.
Okay, and kind of get kids reading with somebody that wants to listen to them.
Yeah, and I think, like, it could be so lonely, especially for, like, people that are, like, part of the aging population. Like, it could be so lonely for them, like, not being confused, especially if they do have Alzheimer's or dementia or some form of memory loss. So, like, I think just being able to read and hear a story that is tangible, that's facts, like, I think that there's comfort in that, and being able to connect with somebody over a story, talk about the story, laugh over the story.
Maybe share it and a different story that was inspired by what you were just saying.
Yeah, and even just, like, have a conversation that's built off
of shared interest.
Off the book. Yeah.
Fantastic. One other thing I wanted to address was the criticism. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've probably heard it time and time again of people just hearing pageant and going, ugh, one of those nonsense. Like, people call it derogatory or calling it something of a time gone by.
Yeah.
What is your stance on that?
Before I had pageants, I kind of had some questions about it. But I think the wonderful thing about these pageants, these competitions that like the Miss North and the Miss Heartbeat pageant, is that it's all about empowering women. And it's not based off how you look. It's not kind of those. There are competitions that are more focused on, like, maybe the modeling aspect. But the pageants that I do, they're more about empowering yourself, gaining self-confidence and self-esteem. It's about meeting other amazing women from Northern Ontario that they're doing so many wonderful things for their community. It's about volunteering. It's about connecting with your community. It's about giving back. So that's what I love about pageants, and that's kind of why I started doing it. Not really for the modeling aspect, but more for the experience of just bettering myself. And it has helped my confidence and self-esteem. And I feel a lot better with my public speaking too, which is – I think a skill that I'm going to be able to use for the rest of my life.
Oh, absolutely. There's going to be moments where somebody needs to say something and not many people, I guess, would have the confidence to get up and actually speak it.
It's definitely encouraged me to be a leader in my community and to stand up for what I believe in, to be an advocate for problems that I'm passionate about and just to speak your voice.
So how can people reach out and kind of gain more? You said you had a Facebook group. This was for Miss Heartbeat, and then you were invited to the, I'm going to remember.
The M&O.
M&O, dang it. Almost had it. I kept thinking mom, but I'm like, that's not right. So there's a Facebook group that got you involved, and then you were invited to the other one. How can somebody else get started? Like, maybe they heard this and said, oh, real? That's something that's right up my alley.
Yeah, well, I have a Facebook group myself, so my Facebook name, I just changed it. Shayla LaCause, Journey to Miss North.
Journey to Miss North.
Yeah, Journey to Miss North 2019. And it has it's got a headshot on my face. So you can just message me on there if you're interested. I know that they're still accepting applications for this pageant. It might be tricky to find a location because a lot of the locations are starting to fill up. Mm-hmm. But if you're interested in pageantry or competitions, just contact me. And there's a competition for everybody. So some people might be more fit for the modeling type of competitions. Other people might be more interested in competitions like Miss Heartbeat or Miss North Ontario.
It's kind of like finding an apartment or finding a job. You just got to kind of reach out there and throw out, I don't know, what would you throw out? Is it a resume or a demo?
So I was invited to be, like, to go to the regional pageant,
right.
But I think that there is an interview process where you have maybe like a Skype interview and you send in your resume, I believe. But the Miss Heartbeat pageant was honestly, that was such a fun pageant to start off with because it's not a very, like, it wasn't a very stressful pageant. It was very geared towards the girls, which is really awesome. So I'm trying to think. But, like, if you just were to reach out to me on Facebook, I can
help them along.
Yeah, I can help you along. And actually, pageants aren't just for girls. There's male pageants too.
How? Really?
Yeah, I know there's a Mr. World Canada.
I've heard of Mr. Universe. I've never heard of Mr. World.
Yeah, so there's Miss World Canada, there's Miss Universe, there's Miss Teenage Canada, which is actually really, really cool part of the Miss North Ontario pageant is that it's a preliminary competition for those competitions. So they have, like, I guess, talent scouts that go there and they might ask some girls to go on to the national pageants, which is really cool.
I had no idea there was a male version of this.
Yeah, there is. I haven't really done much research on it, but I know that.
I mean, why would you?
Yeah. No, I guess.
You have already so much things on your plate. But I'm just going to research this for the heck of it.
Well, no, I did refer a friend. Yeah, I met this friend at Canadore who, like, I had a big sale and I was wearing my crown, and he asked if he was interested in pageant. I said, I think there is a pageant for men. I'm not quite sure what the categories are. I don't think there's an evening wear. I don't think they're wearing.
You might be surprised.
Dress. Yeah. I mean, but no, there's a pageant for everyone. There's a competition for everyone.
Just a matter of kind of throwing out the fishing line and seeing what's next.
Just honestly, just taking that first step and making sure that your dreams just don't become or don't stay dreams. Yeah.
What are some things that a pageant does to promote the individual?
So one thing that they do, one portion of the competition is beauty with a purpose. So beauty with a purpose is all about proving that you're not just a pretty face. It's kind of a little resume where you can talk about your accomplishments, your volunteer work, some awards that you maybe have won, some interests, what you're doing in the community to prove that you're so much more than just a pretty face.
Yeah, they're not just looking for the model, because we talked about that there may be some like that, but the ones you're going for and the impression that you're giving me is what a lot of pageants like that are more overall person, mm-hmm. not just face value.
Yeah, I think of pageants almost as a job interview, because you want to prove that you're the best person for the job, you know, because you're going to be representing not only the title, but you're also, for Miss North Ontario, you're representing Northern Ontario. Mm. So not just anyone can represent Northern Ontario. You want a good role model. You want someone who has strong values and someone that knows who they are, and someone that can empower the Northern Ontario community.
And I was going to say, it's actually kind of nice to hear when you're talking about a pageant building up confidence.
Yeah.
They also kind of, I guess, lack of a better term, display their hard work. Like mm-hmm. we're bringing people up to be better citizens. Here's our proof.
Yeah.
All right. Was there anything else that you'd like to talk about, or?
I do need sponsorships.
Okay.
No, one thing.
You know what? We spent 30 minutes together.
Yeah.
Let's get you some sponsorships. What does that entail?
Okay. So every delegate for the Miss North Ontario pageant needs to raise $600 in sponsors for the pageant. And that money goes towards the hotel stay, the food, the transportation, that kind of stuff. So any local business can purchase an ad. There's like a wide range of how much money you would like to give. And I will take all your information. I provide a receipt. You will get a copy of the program book, which is where the ad will be published. And it's a great way to show support for the local girl that's going to be in the pageant.
So. Yeah. And also just, you know, kind of looking on the money side of that, mm-hmm. especially with the West Nipissing area, Sudbury being that close, kind of a good way to get your name out there as well.
Yeah. And it's so great. And like a big part of the Miss North Ontario pageant is promoting tourism. So it's a great way to promote tourism for Northern Ontario. And as someone who was a tourist and like, cause I didn't grow up in Northern Ontario. I grew up in Petawawa, Ontario. Mm-hmm. I came to Northern Ontario and I love it here.
Wonderful. Well, hopefully somebody else can reach out on Facebook. All right. So then that's all I had. Thank you so much for joining me today.
No, thank you so much for having me. Mm-hmm.